Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears pink smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. In the beach house kitchen, Frankie enters with her tongue stuck out. Seated at the counter, Grace rolls her eyes.
Here, Chipper, before coffee. I'm teaching today, and I'd really appreciate it if you would try for once to be polite to my students.
I am polite to your convicts. They, however, have no respect for my home. I saw one peeing out of your studio window into the pool.
That's why God invented chlorine.
Look at your healthy breakfast.
I know.
Frankie adds whipped cream to her bowl.
Yum.
And to her coffee.
Double yum. You want some?
No, thank you.
Wait, what is... Is there something... Is your cap loose? Open your mouth. Hold, up here on this side.
Frankie squirts in Grace's mouth.
God. Now you can't eat until Monday.
Grace picks up her phone.
It's Loves to Laugh.
Oh, from the After Cocker site?
I tickled him last night and he squeezed me back.
Enough with this tickling, blinking, and butterfly kisses. Why don't you go out with somebody already?
Oh, God, he wants me to have lunch today. I can't do that.
Oh, why not?
Frankie takes the phone.
He's a perfect match except for the Loves to Laugh part.
He's too fast. I don't know him.
If you met him, you might know him. That's how it works sometimes.
Okay, but not today. Woke up puffy and my hair's not behaving.
What is the point of doing all this if you never go out with anybody?
Well, maybe that is the point. I enjoy the positive feedback of a tickle and I never have to leave the house.
Or, and this is just me thinking out loud, you go out and you get laid.
God, why are you rushing me into this?
Who's rushing you? You've been on that thing for a month now. Punching and fingering people, and you always find a reason not to go.
I'm not punching or fingering anyone. But you do have a point. Okay. Oh, God. My first date in 40 years. But it's just lunch, right?
Yes, and lunch is no big deal. Here.
Frankie takes a strip of condoms from a drawer.
Here. You might need these.
I'm going to a bistro, not having sex.
Why not? You'd be too bloated from the one piece of kale you might eat.
Why do I need condoms anyway? I'm not exactly a pregnancy risk.
Well, no shit. But with all the new penis drugs out there, old people are doing it like rabbits, and the STDs are on the rise. I read that in an AARP magazine.
How old are these?
Grace picks up the condoms.
Maybe I should check to see if they've turned to dust.
I only have 3.5 hours to get ready.
Grace leaves. Frankie slips the condoms into Grace's purse. In Robert and Saul's kitchen.
Where are my pills?
They're in the bathroom.
What? Why?
Because that's where pills belong.
But I like them in the kitchen.
Well, that's insane.
It's not insane if you take your pills after breakfast.
Okay, Saul, here is what you do. You go, now that was a breakfast. Then you walk to the bathroom and take your pills there.
And I'm the crazy one? The extra walking alone will take years off my life.
Do you understand the concept of exercise?
The label says take with food, not take after a 5K. You're laughing at me?
No, I'm sorry. No, look at us. We're bickering.
Saul smiles. Robert pats his cheek.
Let's stay home tonight, just the two of us.
We'll watch the Almodovar film.
See, and eat paella.
I love paella. You can make paella.
No, but I can make the restaurant make it and have them bring it over.
You're so powerful.
In the beach house kitchen, Frankie does the dishes.
Gonna make a supper when the dishes are dry.
Grace stops by a mirror and adjusts her black and white scarf. Grace hurries downstairs. Frankie cowers under the table.
Drop cover, hold on.
Are you okay?
Earthquake!
It was barely a rumble.
Were you in Sylmar in 1971? Because I was. I saw a little boy crushed by a tree.
You did?
Well, it was a lawn jockey, but it looked like a little boy. It was very traumatizing.
I barely felt this one.
Shallow quakes produce more aftershocks. Or worse, it was a foreshock before the main shock. Get away from the wall!
Will you be reasonable?
Mother Nature has no reason. Get under here. Get under here.
I'm not gonna get under the table. Frankie, take a look. What do you think? Am I trying too hard?
She wears a black pantsuit.
To look young.
I can't watch her die. Please don't make me watch her die.
You're right, the scarf's too much.
What you have to do, find a heavy object to make a sloping roof. Triangle. Grace, triangle!
Frankie, will you come out from there? That triangle of life thing isn't even true.
Don't tell me that! That's all I have to believe in!
Grace leans on the banister, head on her hand. Robert picks up kitchen utensils from the floor.
You all right?
I'm fine. It was just a rumbler.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Good. I have to go.
What do you mean? Where are you going?
I have to go check on Frankie.
Why don't you just call her?
She has this seismophobia. It's extreme. Don't ever try to take her to Sylmar.
But I thought we'd have the day together.
I'll come right back. Seriously, she freaks out. It's her first quake alone, and the only one there to give her comfort is Grace.
Go.
Saul pats Robert.
Drive safe.
Robert heads back toward the kitchen and straightens a picture on his way.
Xanax. Ativan?
No.
Klonopin? Ambien?
No, I have to stay alert.
Vodka. Vodka is good. Vodka and Klonopin?
No.
Even better.
Was it more than 20 seconds? More means tsunami risk. Go check the ocean. Oh, no! Don't go near it!
Frankie, enough! The San Andreas Fault's 100 miles from here.
It's 50! And the Rose Canyon Fault is right under us!
I'll get it.
Don't answer it. Leave the phone lines open for emergency purposes.
It's Bud. He's calling to check on you. I should tell him to come over.
No! The overpass could be crumbling.
Grace tosses the phone on the sofa.
Okay, now I'm late for Loves to Laugh, who you said I have to meet. If you want me to have a date and a laugh, which I could really use right now, then would you please come out from there?
Oh, God, did you turn off the gas?
What would I do that for?
There could be fires. Oh, sweaty.
Look, I'm not a coddler, okay? I mean, if I were, then I would, but I'm not, so I can't. So you have to get the hell off the floor.
Here. Frankie grabs Grace's hand.
Massage my chest. It's a thing.
What's not a thing I would do?
I can't breathe.
Frankie?
Saul!
I never thought I'd be so happy to see you again.
It was a 4.3 lasting 6.8 seconds. No casualties, outages, or serious damage.
She clutches the table's pedestal.
Are you belly breathing?
No.
In, here. 2, 3.
He places his hand on her chest.
2, 3. Think of your happy place.
I can't. This is it, and it's going to fall through the earth at any moment.
Out of state happy place.
Okay.
Yeah.
She lowers her hands.
Good.
In Mal's backyard, Coyote parks his bike by a playhouse. Mal watches him place a book on the back step, and Tango makes 3. He turns.
Restraining order?
No.
She removes gardening gloves.
No, I didn't even think that you... I did call, but you didn't answer. It's probably because you saw me calling.
What are you doing here?
I brought you a gay penguin book.
What?
It's for the kids.
He picks it up.
You know, you said that they were having trouble understanding, and I thought that this might help explain how...
How two penguins can have a secret homosexual affair for 20 years?
No, we're gonna write that book. Mm. This is a more generalized, you know, it's gay penguin information.
She takes the book.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's going on over there?
We're taking Maddie off the pacifier, so we planted them, and now lollipops will grow.
Oh, I don't think you understand how gardening works.
I don't think you understand how children work. Why doesn't your bike have a seat on it?
Oh, I traded it for the gay penguin book.
Right.
Are the kids home?
Coyote, I do not think that's a good idea.
Right. No, I was,
He backs away.
I was just wondering if one of them had a bike seat that I could borrow, but...
Okay, let me see what I can do. Can you just stay out of trouble for 5 minutes?
Let's find out.
He drops his backpack on the grass. He picks up a colorful, expanding sphere toy.
It's amazing.
He expands it and puts it on his head.
So cool. Whoa!
In the restaurant, glasses on, Grace reads the menu.
Your first internet date. I'm honored. Just pinch me.
So, have you done it much? This?
Oh, well, some. Just watch out for the liars.
Oh?
Well, it's one thing to shave off a few years. It's another thing to say you play tennis every day, but you're really in a wheelchair on oxygen. So what do you like to do?
Play tennis every day.
That's funny.
No, actually, I love tennis.
Sure, me too. Any golf?
I love golf.
Me too.
And the symphony.
I have a box.
Really?
Yes, but between us, I'm not that big on modern music. It always sounds like something falling down the stairs to me.
Yeah, I stop at Stravinsky.
I yield at Stravinsky. I stop at Shostakovich.
The waitress arrives.
I'd like a steak salad. Very rare, no croutons.
That is a drop-dead gorgeous order. I'll have the same.
And to drink, I'd like an iced tea.
Damn, you are good. Bring me one of those.
Yeah, on second thought, I'll have a dry vodka martini with a twist.
Ditto that. Ditto dry, ditto vodka, ditto martini, and ditto twist.
We got it.
He grins at her. The waitress takes his menu. He leans closer. Under the round table, Saul lies with his hand on Frankie's chest. She lies on a pillow.
One more. You ready?
Think so.
He sits up and offers his hand.
Watch your head.
They get up.
Yep.
She puts on rain boots.
Okay. Keep breathing. See? Everything is just as it was.
Well, not exactly.
Right. The house is just as it was.
That? Is that a crack in the ceiling?
Coyote's graduation party. No idea how he got up there. Is that yours?
Yes.
The otter with two black dots for eyes.
It's different for you. It's transcendent. I have goosebumps.
Maybe you need a sweater.
I think you're feeling better.
She sits on the stair step.
I think so.
Well, I should
go.
Yes. You hungry?
Starving.
Maybe a bite?
In the yard, Coyote plays with hula hoops.
Yeah. There it is. Hey, buddy.
Wearing scrubs, Mitch gets out of his car.
What the fuck are you doing here?
Oh, shit. Mitch, I'm just outside. I'm not.
What are you doing in my house? You're going near my wife again. I am going to kick you in the balls so hard that they go into your throat.
Okay. It's really good that you're a lady doctor because, you know, that's not how it works.
Oh, well, let me make it medically accurate for you. I am going to jam your windpipe full of your own testicles.
Okay, that doesn't sound fun for me.
Okay, this is for you. Go.
Is that my bike seat?
Go.
Thank you, Mallory.
You shush.
I'll mail it back to you when I get a real one. It's nice chatting with you, Mitch.
Oh, I thought we agreed that loser was out of our lives. He needs to know that he can't just come here.
Okay, so you want me to tell my future stepbrother that he can't come over to our house?
Plenty of people don't let their stepbrothers in their houses.
He didn't come in.
I never get in that bike seat back, am I?
Probably not.
Swell.
Laughs a lot, stares at a piece of steak.
You ever wonder how they age steak so it doesn't rot?
Grace stares.
Look, if I'm too much to say Charlie, it's too much.
Charles, it's a bit much.
See, that's what I love about you. You just let me have it. Hey, look at her. Can you believe I met her online?
Charles, please, can you keep your voice down?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm a little deaf in one ear. It kind of throws off my volume control. But I'm just so excited to be with you.
He watches her intently.
What? Do I have something on my...
You got a great mouth, kid.
What?
I wish I was that steak that you were eating. Watching you eat that steak, it's like watching Bernstein conduct the overture to Candide.
Miss, would you please throw this away and bring the check?
Grace drinks her martini. Charles does the same, then wipes his finger along his lip. Saul has texted Robert. How are you? He adds, running late. Robert replies, fine. Saul looks up at Frankie.
It feels good just to look at you.
Don't do that. I'm not ready for that.
No! Cement truck.
Okay.
Belly breathe.
I hate this.
What?
This. We're acting normal and nothing's normal.
I'm really sorry. No, I'm beyond sorry. Of all the human beings in the
world. I have
a
question.
Okay.
Something I can't stop thinking about. Which is, believe me, really not fun. How did it start with Robert?
Are you sure you want to know?
Well, I'll be dead as soon as the aftershock hits anyway, so yes. Is that a word or is that just your acid reflux?
It's just I didn't expect to be doing this today.
Me neither.
He rubs his hands over his eyes.
We were at a law conference in New York.
Yeah.
Robert and I. We'd had a good day. Did you know the Brooklyn Bridge has a secret room? It's full of crackers from 1957.
I'm glad to know that. Now get back to the fucking around part.
Well, we went to the hotel bar, had a few drinks, maybe more than a few, got in the elevator, doors closed, and he gave me this look.
What kind of look?
It scared me. I'd never seen it on him before. It was like, that's Robert, my business partner, but that's not Robert, my business partner. It was this man. And all I had was this feeling, this need. And it happened. We kissed.
Was it a big kiss?
Until the doors banged.
What floor were you on?
26.
That's a big kiss.
I don't know how to describe it. My whole body came alive. My blood, rocket fuel. It was just different.
Different because it was a man or because it was Robert?
Probably both.
And that was it? You were in love?
No. We went to our rooms and we didn't even talk about it.
Oh, how could you not talk about it?
We couldn't. We didn't know how. And then 4 months later, it happened again.
And this type of thing never happened with anyone before?
No, never. It's not like I chose this. I tried not to choose it. We both kept praying it would go away. We broke it off repeatedly.
And all that time, why didn't you tell me?
I couldn't. It had gone from sex to love. If I told you...
You would have ended our marriage.
I still loved you.
and our family.
And Robert.
It was torture.
Eyes moist, Frankie blinks.
I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Grace enters the beach house with the mail. Byron sits at the island.
Who are you? What are you doing? I'm gonna call the police.
I didn't mean to scare you. I'm here for Frankie's art class.
I'm definitely calling the police.
She wasn't in the studio. I came by to see if she was okay after the quake. Saw some ham. Thought I'd make a sandwich.
The door was open?
It opened.
Well, I'm just gonna call her.
She drops the purse.
Having a good day?
They're not mine. Frankie put them in. I had a date. It was just a little lunch.
That's all I'm doing. Just a little lunch.
Okay.
She places her purse on the counter.
Frankie told us about your husbands. I know a lot of men that have done stupid shit, but nothing as stupid as leaving you.
She tugs on her jacket.
What did you go to prison for?
Invited myself into someone's house one night. Stole his ham. And his car. Can I just say you're smoking hot?
You can say whatever you like.
Okay. Please tell me that if he wasn't fucking you, somebody else was. Oh.
Byron jumps up, grabs Grace, and pulls her into a doorway. He holds her against the wall. He kisses her. Saul looks under the table at Frankie.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
It was just an aftershock.
I know.
Are you breathing? Oh,
yes, I'm fucking breathing. When we die, I'll be breathing.
She removes his hand.
I never thought we'd do this again.
Dessert menu?
We'll have the carrot cake and two forks, please.
Thank you.
They smile at one another. Byron breaks off the kiss.
I did jimmy the door.
Grace kisses him. He puts a hand under her raised thigh. Her legs encircle his waist. He carries her to the island and, still kissing, lies her down.
Oh, gosh.
He steps back. She stands and wobbles. She looks at him and shakes her head. He smiles and kisses her cheek. Taking his sandwich, he leaves.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, more. One, two, three, more.
And Robert and Saul's.
Smells good.
Hey, Saul.
Al? Eddie.
Hi.
I didn't know we were having a party.
I didn't know you'd be 3 hours late.
I didn't know you'd start without me.
Oh, we have to go.
Stay, fellas. Great meal. But there's flan.
Oh, not a flan fan.
Don't leave on my account.
We're leaving on both our accounts. Bye.
If you're upset, you have to tell me.
I'm not upset. You wanted to be with Frankie? I wanted to eat paella. So I invited Al and Eddie. There, I told you.
Okay. Okay. Anger. Good. I appreciate the feeling, and I encourage its expression.
Please don't talk to me the way you talk to her.
This is how I talk.
Why did we blow up our lives if you're going to go running off to your wife at the drop of a hat?
There was an earthquake.
Exactly.
But I texted I was running late, and you said fine.
No, Saul. When you texted how are you, that's when I wrote fine. When you texted running late, I didn't write anything at all.
Robert crosses his arms.
How very mature.
Is that her?
Robert turns. Saul prevents it.
This is my home, and you are my life. I'm sorry about the text mix-up. I should have called.
I'm sorry, too. I
I should have been more clear.
Robert places his hands on Saul's.
You must be starving.
I could eat.
Robert moves to the island. Saul checks his phone. From Frankie, Quake says 4.3 reverse dip slip from Rose Canyon. Saul, get some sleep. He looks over his shoulder, then hits send. He pockets the phone and turns to Robert. In the studio, Frankie works on a vivid red abstract.
So how did your date go?
Unexpectedly.
See? It was a good day, except for almost dying.
One of your students stopped by.
Oh, I forgot to cancel. It must have been Byron.
I didn't catch his name.
Very talented.
Grace nods.
So, where were you all afternoon?
Under a table.
Oh, well, good for you.
Grace eyes Homer's painting, a man with a clown nose with his hand around a chicken.
Choke that chicken.
Both stories of the house are illuminated in the black night. Moving away, very few lights are around it. Moonlight dances on the waves beyond the house. Cut to black.
Up next, The Spelling Bee. Frankie, Grace, and Brianna have unexpected encounters when they try new ways to deal with being single.